Namaste. Have you ever really wondered why self-inquiry works? It may not be something that is important to understand in terms of your progression and using self-inquiry to wake up, but it might be helpful to kind of just understand a little why we are, we might find it challenging to deepen our self-inquiry practice. And for me, when I really looked at this in my own awakening, I found that the major kind of hurdle that I had to get over about self-inquiry was my addiction to thinking about everything. And in terms of self-inquiry, we are actually switching over. Self-inquiry is a direct looking and seeing. What am I experiencing right now, rather than thinking about it so much? And of course, part of that experience might include thoughts, but we tend to only reference thoughts about anything as a human being. And so self-inquiry for myself was a process of learning to value more my direct experience of what I'm actually experiencing right now about myself, about the self, than anything I thought about it. Again, we're not making thought wrong. And this addiction to thinking first is really also what we're working on in meditation, switching over to noticing the noumenon first. So experiencing the noumenon first by whatever we're calling it, consciousness, presence, beingness, nowness, here-ness, subjectivity, is going to switch over this habit and just directly experiencing whatever it is that's here that we're calling our real nature. Because this goes against what we've been taught to do, and you know, in worldly terms, everything else that we do as a human being, really, we're taught to use our mind and our senses first and foremost to achieve that. And of course, there's nothing wrong with those, but it's not going to help here. We're trying to experience what we actually are. So in self-inquiry, we're switching over to, what am I actually experiencing right now? What can I notice about myself right now? And kind of recognizing what's actually occurring, what we can actually prove. So right now, if you just stop and check out what you know yourself to be, what actually are you when you look? What can you find when you look? Whatever comes out of that is going to be different than if I ask you to just tell me what you know about it in terms of thoughts and the mind. It's going to be different to just experience. Whatever you find or don't find in self-inquiry is going to be different, isn't it, to what we can explore in thoughts only. So releasing this addiction to thinking about it first, it's going to be so much easier as we come to understand that our mind cannot really reference experience directly. Reality can only reference it. Mind is like a book in a library describing something. So if I wanted to know what an orchid was, for example, if I wanted to know what this beautiful flower was, somebody had told me about it and I wanted to know, I could go to my reference library, I could Google it in my mind, you know, and think of all the times and things that I've heard about orchids and what I remember them to look like and what I remember about the smell, the fragrance. Can I remember how the petals, how soft they are and how big do they grow and what, you know, everything that I know about them. And this is the reference library of the mind. But if I really wanted to know what an orchid is, if I really wanted to know what it actually is rather than know about it, a collection of thoughts about it, then wouldn't it be better to actually go and smell some orchids and touch them and, you know, gently experience them, plant some, watch them grow, all of that stuff? Wouldn't it be so much more influential and life-changing for me to actually have some orchids and, you know, get to know what they are? Of course, this is just an example. We've been doing this with our own self, getting to know myself experientially. It's really what self-inquiry is about. Inquiry rather than thinking, looking, seeing, rather than conceptualizing. Of course, our mind will talk its way through the process as well. That's what it does. But just recognizing a simple switch over, that mind is very limited, not wrong, but very limited in what it can know about anything. Because everything that it thinks is based on previous experience we've had, etc., what we've heard from others. But most of all, everything it thinks is coming from a limited perception of a separate being in time and space, somewhere that we are a separate being. Even if I asked you to describe the self, you would have to reference how it looks from where you're perceiving in time and space through the body-mind vehicle. Probably most people would do that first. So, you know, how different is it? The classic example is also given is, you know, to think about a lemon. You can imagine the taste. You can imagine the, even just thinking about it now, my mouth is watering. And you can imagine the bitterness. You can imagine the color, the feel of the rind on the outside. You can imagine what it's like to slice it. But that's not really going to be the same as actually putting that slice of lemon into your mouth and having that really sort of bitter, really sort of zingy experience when you taste it. Same with chocolate or anything. Same with a beautiful piece of music. You know, I can remember pieces of classical music that my dad and I used to listen to when I was much younger, and he would be moved to tears. He just absolutely loved it. And I can remember those memories with some nice feelings coming. It's not the same as actually sitting there listening with him, or even listening to that music now. It's not going to be the same, is it? It's not going to have the depth and the profundity and the ability to really change something inside me fundamentally. So inquiry is more like that, actually experiencing what we actually are rather than what we think or know from reference of mind only. Eventually, we have to come out of the library because we've read every book there is on that subject 3,000 or 4,000 times and close the door on the library. It's still there if we need it, but go out and actually experience life, you know. So hopefully that gives you more of a sense of what inquiry is. It's not so important how to do it. It's more important that I'd like to experience myself to whatever degree I can right now, and that's always deepening, rather than I'd like to think about myself. Thoughts will be going on anyway, you know. So if I have a direct experience of what I really am through some inquiry, my mind's going to be narrating the process, talking about it, trying to write a new reference book, a new chapter in the book called What I Know Myself to Be. It'll be adding this chapter. And that's okay. It does that. It'll keep scribing away. But just to come to value more what we actually see and experience directly than only thinking about it. Because if we only think about something, especially something as important as our real nature, if there are any misconceptions in our thinking, and there's always misconceptions in our thinking because it works in duality, as I said earlier, it's based on the idea that we're a separate being, then those misconceptions get passed on to the next step. So what I think I need to do in my inquiry might not be correct. What I think I am might not be correct. And therefore, any action I take from that premise might also be leading me in the wrong direction. So it's important to start from what we can actually experience in ourselves and of ourselves. And just gently fostering this willingness to experience rather than think. Doesn't mean thinking is wrong. It's just a little superfluous here and not that helpful. So just letting thoughts be as they are, and just, what can I experience right now about myself? And you begin to experience a whole different dimension of your being, one in which mind can only kind of talk about endlessly. Like a person who is a travel agent and, you know, works in a town in England and sells tickets to a trip to the Bahamas, let's say, but has never actually been there. And we're asking this person what they like best about it and how we should proceed and all of that stuff. And they've never been there, never really experienced it. They can only tell us about it. That's the difference between the mind and the direct experience. So I hope that's been helpful. Again, don't make it hard work. Just, you know, listen lightly to these videos and get what you can out of them each time. Listen again, every now and again, because your understanding will be able to deepen in that as you're waking up and seeing clearer. All my encouragement and love to you. Thank you.